When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64, Josh. And tonight is dedicated to my most played game on the Switch. And I have a very special guest to talk some Mario Kart with me. Firestone, what's going on?
Hey, just here to talk Mario Kart. Happy to be here.
I am so excited. This is the beginning stages of me learning to speed run. Now, when I say speed run, I'm talking about going for the world records, or, you know, that's a pretty bold statement, but going for just a single track record, right? That's kind of where I want to start. Not because there's multiple ways of speed running Mario Kart, right? There's like playing all the Grand Prix and then doing just the individual like time trials. Isn't there a third way also? I thought there was, but I can't remember. Isn't there a way where people just play through all the tracks or something? I don't know. I can't remember it.
Yeah. There's... So you can play through all the tracks, no items. You can play through all the tracks with items.
Got it.
You can play through particular tracks. You could just do retro tracks and get through that as fast as you can with or without items. They're really creative. There's also one where you can blue yourself. Have you ever heard of that one?
Yeah, I think you might have sent me something, or I just recently found out about this. Explain it real quick.
So you end up in last place and you got to get the blue shell. Then you got to race your way to first place and then blue yourself. And how much time it takes you to do that, it's what you get timed on. I think the record is on a Trainbow. N64,
yeah,
Rainbow Road.
Okay.
20 seconds, 25 seconds.
This is unbelievable. This is a testament to how long this game has been out, and people are having to come up with ways to speed run it that are like just absolutely bonkers. Like, I just was recently turned on to this blue yourself, and I'm like, how? Who, like, where does this idea even come from? Right? But
just people using their imagination and getting creative. I actually did the first one that I noticed, the blue yourself dodge. Blued myself, then dodged it. Took a couple minutes, but I've never seen nobody else do it since then.
Did you do it with a mushroom?
I think a star.
Okay, interesting.
And I wasn't trying to accomplish that. I was trying to do blue yourself, yeah. But my pocket item was a star. And so I just did it and dodged it, and then I recorded it.
Okay. Well, before we dive too far into this, I want to know a little bit about you, your history with Mario Kart and how you got into speedrunning. But like, what was your first Mario Kart?
I always played on the Super Nintendo. My cousin had it. I always go to his house on the weekends and we would play. So that's where it all started, mid-90s. You know, 95, probably. I was 5-6 years old, you know, going through grade school.
Okay.
You know, starting to play this game. And that's where it all sparked. And that's where it started. I never really had any Nintendo systems myself. So I was always having to go to people's houses and play it. And so me and my cousins grew apart. And then my friend in high school had a 64. So I'd always go to his house. I'd play Nintendo 64. Then I graduated from that, went to the GameCube, played Double Dash for a while. This was always playing just for fun, never really trying to accomplish anything, never really trying to be the best at it, just play with my pals. From Double Dash to Wii, still never really got into speed running. It wasn't until I got to Mario Kart 8 and I would play casually. And then I was racing online with a group, and you know, I was usually always the first. You know, if I wasn't first, I was top three usually. And this guy comes in the lobby and straight obliterates us. I didn't know this was possible. And so we get to the end of a Grand Prix. And he actually was so far ahead by lap three, I had four red shells. I threw every red shell and I spaced them out and I made sure they all hit. Still never caught them. Really? And then that kind of sparked my interest of, what is this guy doing? Is he cheating? So, and then some later on that night, somebody shared one of his Twitch clips where he jumped off a wall with no mushroom, jumped over the space that would have slowed you down, and then got a boost off the ramp where I thought only a mushroom would be possible. And he nissed it. That's a no item shortcut. And mm-hmm. cleared it. And I was like, oh, I've got to be able to do this. And so I've been spending time trying to recreate those on different maps.
I watched you do it today while we were racing on Royal Raceway.
Royal Raceway is probably my first one that I ever actually got. It's probably the easiest one, simple. And then it really shaved some time off.
Yeah, you were right in front of me. And like we were pretty neck and neck for a minute there, and then I watched you take the shortcut with no mushroom and hit that ramp and get quite the little boost there. I was like, whew, that was something. So you saw this streamer and that kind of, because I mean, and how long have you been doing the speed running?
Maybe a year. I've actually trying to be sweaty at the game.
Okay.
Maybe 1 year. I've had the game for three, and then probably about a year ago, I really started trying to grind it out.
Okay. How long have we been racing? I mean, I feel like you've been in the chat for quite a while.
Oh, I have. I've probably been I did a followage a few months ago, mm-hmm. At least 2 years.
Yeah. Okay.
If it ain't like 11:29, it's right at 2 years.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. Gonna be 1 year. So yeah, it's 1 year, 11 months or 2 years.
Gotcha. Okay. That's cool. Yeah. What was interesting is like, as Mario Kart start, like Mario Kart's kind of like been on my channel. It's like ups and downs. Like we would race for a while and then I would do some other games. And then like, and now it's like a staple. Like Mario Kart's going to happen. Like when I'm streaming on the regular, Mario Kart's going to be a thing. And I remember we started seeing some new regulars like Lacey and Joe and stuff. And then I remember the rumblings in the chat. They're like, who's Firestone? Who is this Firestone? Firestone is dominating me again. But I hit you up not so long ago and I'm like, yo, I think it's time. Like, I think it's time for me to take things to another level, right? Like, I started doing like the Mushroom Gorge gap and people kind of liked that. Like I noticed on TikTok, people were like, yo, I'm kind of into this. And so for me, I want something like to document a journey where I can improve at this game. And then ultimately I'm hoping a lot of this stuff carries over into the next game to where like, my skills will be that much better. Right. Like
transferring those into the Mario Kart 9, whenever it comes out.
Yeah, if that's what it is, or what, you know, however they, Nintendo Kart or whatever, sure. It ends up being, right? And so I want to, I want to take a stab at, even if it's just one particular course, I know there's going to be a handful of techniques I have to learn. So this is kind of your intro into speedrunning Mario Kart. And you know, you said you've been doing it for about a year, right? Where did it start for you? Like, what was the first few steps you made?
And I didn't really start it determined to see what's the word I'm looking for. I always use the term sweaty when lobbies get sweaty.
Yeah, you know,
I knew it was a thing. And then shortly after that, I started streaming. And then I would have speedrunners every now and then pop into my chat and I would do time trials online. and stream those. And then they would give me pointers. They would say, hey, use these wheels. And I would switch to those wheels and I would be zooming. I'm like, oh, this is crazy. And there was, I would do a certain strat and I would mushroom at the end probably. And they were like, no, don't do that. Mushroom at this cut first and then get the coins. And they would just describe how to get the fastest time. And by listening to them, really, what's the word I'm looking for? By listening to them, it really opened up my eye on how to do this. And so I just started putting everything together that I learned over time and able to put a complete GP together, a complete race, and really allowed me to be competitive.
I love that. So, I mean, when breaking this stuff down, I mean, I have somewhat of an understanding, right? But it's like you need to know the probably the one spot on the track. I mean, it's going to be track dependent, right? But where's the mushroom shortcut that you need to hit? What is your line for the best coins? And then what is your line after you have your 10 coins? Is that kind of how you would lay it out?
Oh, for sure. Because there's some tracks where your first lap is different than your second and third lap. It's like a Yoshi Island. Let's see, but that would be the N64 one, the remake. The route you would take for lap one is different than you would take for lap two and three, because lap one utilizes the most coins. It allows you to get to 10 the fastest. So with that speed, you can make up that difference of the length that lap one took you. And then lap two and three, you can make up that gap and then present a fast time.
Before we go too far, which track do you have the fastest your fastest time on? And are you on any leaderboards yet?
I'm not on any leaderboards. I would say Moo Moo Meadows is probably my best time because it took me forever. I put the most amount of time into that track just to get a sub 130.
Do you know the world record off the top of your head?
I don't. But I'll tell you this for a comparison. Me using three mushrooms and I got a 129.2, a low 129. There's a gentleman out there that doesn't use mushrooms at all and gets a 128. Beats my time without using mushrooms, and I use three mushrooms and I cannot touch his time. So it's crazy how fast these people get.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So, wow, 128, no mushrooms. That's wild. No mushrooms. I mean, that's impressive.
Yep.
Let's talk a little bit about the current meta. Now, am I going to be forced to use Yoshi, Bitty Buggy, and wheels and the small wheels, or can I stick with Mario in a standard cart?
You could probably stick with Mario in the standard cart. It got a crazy buff. I've watched some videos of people using the standard cart, standard setup, and keeping up with a fast pace with Waluigi and the Wiggler. And as crazy as it is, each track is meta. There's different combos that are meta for different tracks.
Understood.
So like Neo Bowser City, you can probably have a good time and a fast time with Yoshi on a buggy or even on Teddy, but you're not going to touch somebody that's running a baby character on a buggy. they're going to smoke you. Okay. You just can't keep up because they can generate so many tight turns, so many mini turbos. But if you go to like a RWS Wario Stadium, you know that Yoshi combo is going to beat that baby combo. So if you're going for time trials, you want to build your combo specific to a track. But if you just want to have all-around competitiveness, it's really your driving style and what you're good at and what you can get your kart combo to do for you.
Okay, so what's the track I should go with if I want to use my Mario combo?
Any track you want. Let's see here. The first track that I ever did was Royal Raceway, just because it was kind of simple. Once you master that one, you kind of get a feel for what no item shortcuts feel like, how fast you hit that turn, that mini turbo, release it and jump so you can make that clearing. That'd be a great one to start on.
Okay. All right.
Once you get that feel for it, then you're like, okay, this is what it feels like. And then you can just try other attempts out there. And there's some where you can do a mini turbo, but some you really got to juice up a super mini turbo because the gap's longer.
Right. Right. Okay. Okay. Let's talk some basic strategies, right? Like I feel like I've started digging in deep. Right. And even as I was writing my strategy guide, I started touching on some of this stuff, but this stuff goes deep. Like, don't front flip, back flip, or don't hit your jump off of some ramps because it actually slows you down depending on the way the corners are and things like that. Like let's get nerdy for a bit here. Like what are some of the different techniques that maybe nobody's really heard of, right? Isn't there something called demon sliding or something along those lines? Like, or, and maybe you're, maybe, I don't know how familiar you are with some of these terms, but like, give us, like I said, just kind of get nerdy for a minute.
Sure. So I haven't heard it called the demon slide, but I could probably guess on what they're talking about. In retro Wario Stadium, there's a part toward the end, about halfway through, where there's two glider ramps with the spinning fireballs. Naturally, you would want to hit that ramp, do a trick boost, land, hit the next ramp, do a trick boost. But there's actually a faster way to get through that without doing any trick boost. You would go into a drift, drive over the ramp, then you would drift again and drift the other way up the other ramp and not do any trick boost. And you really just smooth glide right over it and land. And when you land, you get a trick boost as if you trick boosted, but you get a little boost at the end because you built up a mini turbo the whole time while you was in the air going up this ramp. And that's actually faster. That's a lot more technical, to get down. It takes practice. But one of the things you don't really need a lot of practice to is, let's say you're on Hyrule Circuit and then you got toward the beginning of the race, you got like a little glider ramp you got to go over before you go through the tunnel on the other end. You know, you think you'd want to, hit that glider ramp and then trick boost off of it. But really what you want to do is hold a drift all the way through that glider and don't trick at all. And then once you come off the glider, it actually activates your mini turbo. So if you could get a purple or a super, let's see, super is two, so an ultra mini turbo, mm-hmm. while going up that glider strap, blah, I'm slurring my words.
No, you're good.
If you get the UMT as you go over that ramp, when it forces your chute to open up faster, and then you got a ultra mini turbo speed all the way through that glider, where if you just trick boosted, you would get one little small puff of boost, then you're just gliding away.
Interesting.
Where if you hold that Ultra Mini Turbo all the way through there and don't release it, then release it once your glider opens, then you get a purple turbo all the way through that glider.
Okay, this and is next level faster. Right here.
So if you're, it's faster, it's not going to help you win a race. It will. So little things add up. So if you can add, if you can save half a second here and a half a second there and do enough of those things, you'll find yourself in a 3 second gap. But if you can do it enough, say if you're just trying to edge somebody out and then you do that glider strat and they don't, well, you're going to edge them out just a little bit. And then that just a lot of the edging out adds up over time. And then you end up so far in front of the other. You end up so far in front of other people.
Yeah, there's been a few times tonight I was like, yo, where'd Blue Yoshi go? Like,
yeah.
Why am I getting stars in second place?
Because if chat and the people have never seen that type of running before, they'll swear up and down that person is cheating and modded. And they'll be like, that stuff ain't possible.
You're not wrong. There was like Crawler and I used to have conversations all the time when we were first like really getting into Mario. We're like, yo, how is this person so far ahead? Like what, like we thought we were pretty good at the game. Right. And then you see these bitty buggies and small wheels, just like, just like, how are they this far ahead? But it's those techniques of like taking those non-item shortcuts and
you would think that a racing game that you would want to have the top speed, whatever gives you the most speed is what you would want. But if you run these carts particular way, mini turbos is how you get all your speed, because you can actually get it to where, I don't know if you've seen it or not, is people do mini turbos almost in a straight line. You know, you typically want to do it around turns, but they've figured out a way to mini turbo, get three or four almost in a straight line. Just pow, pow, and just keep doing this while they're going straight. And then it's, you just
snaking,
leave everybody behind and you just open up that gap. And you try to smuggle something in first place, but usually what happens is you get that gap so great, when a shot comes or when a blue shell comes, that gap is so great that it doesn't matter. They still can't get they still can't catch up.
Right. Yeah. So I just did a quick search. Demon sliding is a technique that used to be used after a fire hop to maintain momentum, which was from the last game. Fire hopping was a technique in Mario Kart 8, not Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. And so that's why I'm like, I know it's a term I've read, not too long ago, but I actually dabbled in speedrunning with Mario Kart DS. I played that game so much, but you had to use a technique called snaking. You couldn't just play you couldn't just race like a normal race. You had to, like you were just talking about how you get the mini turbos in the in the middle, like going on the straightaways, that you had to snake like constantly. And snaking is similar to, I don't know if you've played the 64 version of the game, but where you have to rock the stick left and right in order to get your turbos to come out. And so like in Mario 64, the E's would come out of the back of your cart, right? And so that's what snaking was. So the faster you could rock back and forth after you initiated your glide, the sooner you could get your turbo out. And then you would rock it, jump, rock it, jump, rock it, jump. And then you would just have these turbos the whole time. And so it's a very similar technique. I think Mario Kart Wii kind of did away with it because of the wheel and the motion controls. They had to do away with the snaking. And honestly, I was kind of thankful, because it was like, it was one of those things that it created such a massive skill gap that if you couldn't do it, you weren't going to win any races.
Is that right? So yes, I never played the DS. Any Mario Kart on a handheld device, I've never played those. It's always been on some type of console.
I see. Yeah. Yeah. So, and DS is a stellar game. If you ever happen to like stumble across one at a yard sale or something, pick it up. Cause it's,
okay.
It's definitely worth playing. It's a good one. So is seven. Seven is fantastic, but no snaking in seven.
Really noted.
So yeah. Yeah. Those are up there on my list for sure. Like my kids would delete my files, you know, when I'd let them play my handheld or whatever. And I would just go back and redo it with all the, all the stars. You could get stars. That was one of the things that I loved about those older games is you would get 3 stars if you beat everything, just like in this one, except you would carry those 3 stars online with you. So people would know like, oh, you really smoked the Grand Prix, you know? So it's almost okay,
like an achievement that you can show off while you're playing online.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So what, like we've kind of talked about the track. Are there any, basically the way we're going to work this is you're going to give me homework. I'm going to record myself and document how I'm doing. And then we're going to kind of meet periodically and you're going to critique and say, hey, try this, try that. Like, so any other techniques or anything that you think I should try when I jump into this initially?
So what, one thing that's great about World Raceway is the track that I want you to, attempt first here, because there's actually 3 things you could do that's kind of advanced. You could hit that NISC and get that boost ramp. You could hit that first thing. And then once you get through that, the next is the boost panels going over the cliff. You actually start on the right side and then you do a drift to the left. You get the first coin on the right and the second coin on the left. And you hold that drift till the glider pops out. And then, of course, it swings you out wide and comes back in. And I know it swings you out wide. And then you would think that you're actually going slower because you're traveling a faster distance. But you're not. It's actually faster because you got that mini turbo pushing you. And then there's also another technique. What would it be called? The name escapes me, but think of it like this. When you're on your glider and you're coming down to the ground, before you hit the ground, lift up. And that little up motion will propel you a little bit more speed and then go down.
Interesting. Okay.
I can't think of the term for it, but I think I described it pretty well so you can understand it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's interesting. Okay. So right before, and then like I was saying, are there any other techniques like going off of jumps like that boost? You were talking about the no item shortcut. Do you recommend boosting with the forward on the stick, back on the stick, nothing on the stick? Does it really make any kind of difference there?
It kind of does. But that's one thing that's great about Royal Raceway. Once you get a feel for it, it's kind of one of those things that's hard for me to explain, but easy to understand and do, right? I can do it. It's hard for me to really explain how to do it. You just drift into it. So I would say you do a neutral hop. So when you hit that ramp, you stop steering and then it'll propel you straight because it can turn you wide and you'll miss the strat. But once you try it a couple of times, you'll pick it up very easily.
So I'm looking at like speedrun.com. I'm looking at some of the guides for Mario Kart. And it mentions things like glider vectoring, low glider.
Low glider, that's it.
That's the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
So when you go glider off
vectoring, glider vectoring is the one where you hold your drift through the panel, through the boost panel.
Okay.
And low glider is as you're coming down to the ground, you pull up. And then the motion up gives you a little bit of speed to go forward.
Okay. All right. Well, I think this is a good start. Now, I want to challenge everybody that's listening to do this with us. All right.
Do it.
And the Mario Kart area in the Discord, n64josh.com/discord, we can keep the conversation going there. and we can share our times, right? I know, like, some of you guys might be able to get on each other's friends list and race each other's ghosts. I'll try to add as many people as I can. Maybe it takes so long to delete and add people now. It's so frustrating with the Switch, but I think this is going to be a lot of fun, and I want to bring some people along. So if you're going to do this, make sure to let us know in the Discord. You can tag me. You can tag Firestone. Firestone is one of the mods in the Discord. So Royal Raceway is where it's starting. I'm going to make the TikTok. We're going to be talking about this on the regular. I'm going to make the YouTube shorts. Like, we may get a bunch of people learning to speed run with us. This could be something pretty cool. Any final pieces of advice or anything for us before we wrap this up?
The more the merrier, really. And also keep in mind that once you do that no item shortcut on your time trial, you still have 3 mushrooms to use whenever you want to really impact your time trial.
Okay. I'm going to be watching the top times. I'm going to see what I can glean from them. And, you know, do you recommend just doing the race all the way through, or with that no item shortcut, like kind of being earlier on the race? Like, if I miss it, should I just restart the race or drive back and try to hit the line again? Like, do you have any pointers there?
So the one, you could do it however you want. I've done that before. I've missed a trick, and just because I was practicing, I backed all the way up and done it again just because it was faster than doing a restart. But what I would say is try the item shortcut on lap 1 and then do the other 2 laps regularly. It'll be a pretty quick complete time. So you can do all 3 strats on all 3 laps. So you do it to lap 1, and then the next time you try lap 1 and 2, and if you get it 2 times in a row, you complete lap 3 regularly until you do all 3 laps and get that trick just right.
Okay. The other thing is, I want to dig in just real quick into the no item shortcut, right? There's a technique to it, correct? And can you kind of break that technique down a little bit?
So you want to build up mini turbos. So you want to be drifting into it, depending on how big of a cut you need to make, how many turbos you need to build up. Typically, just 1 mini turbo would do the trick. So as you come up to the, usually there's an edge, and then just before your back tires hit that edge, you want to release your mini turbo so you get that force propelling you forward. And at the same time, or just after, you want to hop to get yourself up. And then your boost will just propel you through the air and over the grass or whatever obstacle that you're trying to jump over.
So you almost use the edge of the track like a ramp.
Yeah, for sure. And some you actually can. Like Royal Raceway, on the edge of the track where the pavement ends, then you have the grass. There's kind of like on a F1 race, where you've got like that little curb that you can actually run over. That curb is not going to slow you down. Plus it's angled. So when you hit it, it'll actually give you a little bit of a propel forward up into the air.
Perfect. That's great. All right. Well, Firestone, let people know where they can connect with you before we wrap this up.
It's always my name, Twitch, MFirestone87, TikTok, MFirestone1027. Usually always in that type of variation.
Perfect. All right. Say that again.
Go ahead. I was going to say, I always call Firestone, just straight Firestone in any type of conversation.
Perfect. All right. I love it. Well, thank you so much for taking the time. And I'm actually really excited about this. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And I have a feeling I'm going to have to end up switching up. Well, like you said, each track is a little bit different meta. So I may have to use some small wheels, which is going to be, it's going to be tough for me, but at the same time, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So thanks for taking the time. And, I hope a lot of you guys will join us in learning to speed run some Mario Kart. Royal Raceway is going to be our first track. So good luck, everybody, and have fun. We'll see you guys in the next one. Bye now.